The Torah in Siman Tav Yud Zayin tells us that each one of the Shalosh Regalim are connected one of the Avot. Pesach is connected Avraham Avinu, Shavuot is connected Yitzchak Avinu, and Sukkot is connected Yaakov Avinu. I'd like to spend a couple minutes at this time discussing why Sukkot is the holiday of Yaakov Avinu. The truth is, the first time we find the language, the Lashon of Sukkah, in the Torah is in connection with Yaakov Avinu. The Pasuk tells us in Bereishit, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'Yaakov Nasa Sukkota, V'Yiven Lo Bayit, U'L'Mekneo Asa Sukkot, Al Kein Kra Shema Makom Sukkot. After Yaakov left the house of Laban, he came to Sukkot. He built for himself and for his family a Bayit. For his cattle, for the sheep, he built Sukkot. Therefore, Al Kein Kra Shema Makom Sukkot. Therefore, he called the name of the place Sukkot. Now, many Mefarshim point out that's very odd. Because if Yaakov Avinu was going to name the place where he decided to dwell after a dwelling place that he built there, wouldn't that have made much more sense to name the place Bayit after the dwelling place that he built for himself and for his family? That's not what he does. He named it Sukkot after the dwelling place that he made for his sheep, for his cattle. So why is that? The Zohar HaKadosh explains that these sheep were sheep that Yaakov got from Laban. And these sheep were ki'ilu ba'alei tshuva, and they need to be protected. There was some kind of an evil, some kind of a negative influence that was following these sheep along. And in order to protect them, in order to put them in a safe and a spiritually protected environment, Yaakov built for them Sukkot. So at first glance, the reason why there's a connection between Yaakov Avinu and Sukkot is because Yaakov kind of brought into the world this idea of building a sukkah to protect the ba'alei tshuva. The truth is, the language of Sukkot being or implying protection is not so foreign. The truth is, there's a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Kuf Mem which refers to Hashem as Oz Yeshuati. God is the strength of my Savior. Sakosa l'roshi biyom neshek. He is my sukkah in a day of neshek, in a day of arms, in a day of battle. So the Ibn Ezra there in Tehillim Perek Kuf Mem pasuk Chet tells us she yisoch rosho kamo hakova. That the sukkah implies this kind of like a dome, kind of like a hat or an umbrella over the Jewish people. So if an arrow would come, it wouldn't be able to penetrate that umbrella, wouldn't be able to attack the Jewish people. So we see that the sukkah, the language sukkah, and also we see from the story of Yaakov, what the sukkah does is provide some kind of a defense from the Ba'alei Tshuva, from at least in the case of Yaakov, from the cattle. The Shem Yishmo and many other Mefarshim have explained that we are similar to the sheep of Yaakov Avinu, that just like the sheep of Yaakov Avinu left Beit Lavan, now they became purified by the presence of Yaakov Avinu, we too just went through somewhat of a purification process. We had a long year. Some of us were good, some of us were not as good as we could have been, some of us were bad, but we went through the process of Rosh Hashanah, we went through the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and finally we went through Yom Kippur, Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem atayir aschem mikol chatosechem. We've been purified. We went through an intense 10 days of purification, and at Matz Yom Kippur we emerged, be'ezrat Hashem, purified of our sins. So explain to Shem Yishmol, after this period of purification, we have to run with, be protected, like the cattle of Yaakov Avinu. So where do we run? The sukkah. The sukkah is what provides, the sukkah is almost like a refuge for us who have now been purified. Shem Yishmol, though, does raise the question which I'm sure is on everybody's mind. If, in fact, after we've been purified from our sins, we should run straight to the sukkah, what about for those 4 days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? What about then? We don't need protection during those days. Those are not days where we're nervous about being affected by the Yetzer Hara, where we're nervous about the Avera Gerera Saveira, the sins following us even after Yom Kippur. So explain to Shem Yishmol, based upon the Shulchan Aruch, that on these 4 days, we really don't need the protection of the Sukkah because we're so involved in other mitzvot. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tav Reish Chaf Dalet, Sefhei V'Hamedaktikim, Matchilim Miyad V'Matzei Yom Kippur, Ba'asiyad U'Sukkah. That people who are very, very careful, very, very punctilious about the performance of mitzvos, immediately following Yom Kippur, they build the sukkah. K'delet sidmi mitzvah mitzvah, in order to go straight from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. Shem Yishmol explains that's why these 4 days are really set aside to building sukkahs, to buying arba minim. And the truth is, it's not just sukkahs and arba minim, there's a whole world of mitzvahs out there that we could be working on during these 4 days, hopefully after inspired Yom Kippur. And these performance of these mitzvahs is what will kind of set us in the right direction, create a situation of mitzvah gereres mitzvah, and then after these 4 days of being very, very busy with the mitzvos, then we can go into the sukkah and embrace the protection that the sukkah provides. And the truth is, I think it's safe to say that this is a framework that we can apply to the whole year, because the whole year there are opportunities for protection, opportunities to bask in the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have Shabbos, we have the Yomim Tovim, we have Rosh Chodesh, we have a number of days out there which we can participate in, we can make the most of them, we can have a not only a very spiritual experience, but a experience that can almost protect us from the Sitra Achra, from the Yetzirah. And in between these days, we have the opportunities to involve ourselves in mitzvot, to take an active role in the world, to not only perform mitzvot, but basically be good Ovdei Hashem. It's almost, I think oftentimes it's like a train, that over the course of the year we're on this train and we're moving and we're doing mitzvot, and then we have station stops along the way where we're able to kind of rejuvenate ourselves, re-energize ourselves, almost like the sukkah, almost like the protection that the sukkah provides us. These holidays, these Yom Tov and these Shabbatot provide us with that same element of simcha. So the reason why I think, or the reason why the Mefarshim explain that Sukkot is the holiday of Yaakov Avinu is not just because he built the sukkahs for his cattle, but what that stood for, what that meant. That meant that he understood the need for a protection, the need for almost a spiritual refuge for the Baalei Tshuva. Like us, the Baalei Tshuva who just emerged from Yom Kippur clean and pure, we also need a refuge to go to. And Bezrat Hashem, this should be a message that we don't just take with us for these, the Seres Mei Tshuva, these 4 days in between it and Sukkot itself, but this is a framework, I think, that we can implement and apply to the whole year round. Bezrat Hashem, I wish you all a Chag Sameach. I'm looking forward to celebrating with you as soon as possible in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh.